The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, Nerd Clan. I'm back. It's another chapter for tonight. The kids are almost asleep. Mary's upstairs doing some work. She's busy doing her own thing, so I figured, why not? I'll just do one more chapter, and I'll put both these out at the same time. This one will actually be a relatively quick installment of Blake's Book Club, as tonight, the second chapter that I've read today, it is chapter 24, and it is called Ambush, right? Yes, Ambush. A relatively straightforward chapter. You know, it's quite literally the culmination of what Edward was planning to try and take out James with both Carlisle and Emmett. They've continued on the path that they've set, trying to lure James away from the ocean and sacrificing Emmett's jeep in that effort. Again, it's a relatively straightforward chapter. It's cat and mouse. It's okay, we're doing X, Y, and Z to lead our opponent in a direction, and the roles. I kept thinking about Michael Scott in this chapter when, oh, how the turntables. I love the decision that Meyer makes here, which is to give us, obviously, the view of Edward and Emmett and Carlisle, in that they are so confident in their plan that they lose sight of the fact that this is James's life. This is what he does. How dare they think they are capable of hunting him down? It's not bordering. It is arrogant to feel like they had the upper hand on him at any point in this scenario. So I like the choice that Meyer makes. Give them the confidence to think that they're doing the right thing, that they're capable of taking this guy down, and realize that eventually they are way in over their head. And that, I think, is the effective nature of this chapter. They are way over in, or way over their head in every aspect of what they're trying to do. Even trying to pull the surprises, trying to keep the communications at a minimum with Alice and Jasper and Bella, sending small texts only. There's no way that they were capable of doing what they thought they were capable of doing. I mean, James, when they finally make the move, is just leading them to wherever he wants to go. Of course, there's no insight into why he makes the choice of going into the plane. There's no insight into why Alice sees the vision of James in the room with all the mirrors and watching VHS tapes. We still don't have a clue as to how he makes that decision, but he does. Charlie is once again safe, and they almost go down the path that I was suggesting last chapter, which is, why do any of this?